Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story that is, I've heard you, a requested story. Everyone has said, do more Bluey stories. And so we are. Today we are doing Bluey, Mini Bluey. And we do love a good Bluey storybook. So I believe these were all written by Joe Brum and the team that works there with him on the Bluey television program. It's a series. And I'm excited to do it. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Today's story is read by Mommy and...
Chicken, chicken, wing, chicken, a bark, bark. Yes.
That makes total sense. Okay. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go. Dad is making breakfast while Bluey sings loudly but beautifully. Bingo reads quietly beside her. Oh, where is my toast? Bluey, can you be quiet as Bingo for a bit? No, I can't. Meanwhile, Mom is looking for Bluey's missing library book. Schmartle the Dirty Turtle. You have to keep better track of your things, Mom tells Bluey.
What about Bingo? Does she have to?
That's a good question. So if Bluey has to do something, Bingo should also have to do it, right? Let's see what her mom says. No, Bingo puts her books in a neat pile when she's read them. Oh. Ding! Order's up! Cheese and jam on toast, says Dad. Bluey loves cheese and jam on toast, but Bingo doesn't. She likes peanut butter and banana.
I'll tell you this for free. My life would be a lot easier if you were both the same, says Dad.
Bingo! I've got an idea, says Bluey.
And he says, wait, hang on.
And Mom says, where are you, Schmartle? And Dad might regret saying that. What do you think? Away the girls run. Bluey searches through the dress-up basket until she finds hair chalk. And then she starts painting Bingo blue.
This is going to be great!
Dad finishes off the toast.
All right, all done. Peanut butter and banana!
Now... See, he goes, because when he turns around, what happened? Bingo has been turned into Bluey. And now there are two Blueys. This is going to be a long day.
Let me teach you about being me,
Bluey says to Mini Bluey.
I say cereal instead of serious. And I like to dance like this. And I like to sing, singing things.
Goodness.
I talk all the time. And it doesn't need to make sense. Just noises are fine.
You did a pretty good job there. And that's a whole page full of that from Bluey.
I like to just leave my toys on the ground. Isn't it better to tidy them away?
Asks Mini Bluey.
Nah, it doesn't make much difference.
Uh-oh, it seems to me like maybe Mini Bluey is learning some tricks from grown-up Bluey or bigger Bluey. Learning some ways to do things from bigger Bluey that aren't necessarily good ways, don't you think?
I like to ask a lot of questions. Mom, what are you doing?
You know what I'm doing, Bluey.
But I don't really listen to the whole answer. Oh, and if I see a bum, I give it a little hey! Boombity boom.
Oh, they're patting their mom on the booty. on her bum. Now, is that polite to go? Is that polite to do that? No, it is not. Mums typically do not much care for that. And it doesn't look like their mom does in the picture either. Dad is doing yard work outside and asks the Blueys to pick up grass clippings. Minnie Bluey is ready to help, but
whoa, 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 says Bluey. Bingo helps Dad. Now, you're Minnie Bluey now, and Blueys don't like grass clippings. I'll tell you that for free. Let's find out if he's cereal. Excuse me, big fella. Why do we have to put them in the wheelbarrow? They don't belong to us.
Well, says Dad, you know all the food in the fridge? That doesn't belong to you either. But if you want to keep eating it, I suggest you get to work.
Okay, he's cereal, says Bluey.
You know, that's so true. Why do kids have to help with the chores when they're not a grown-up? Why do kids have to help with the chores when they're not the grown-ups? Can you answer that question? Aha, I didn't know if you could or not, but there is an answer. Would you like to know what the answer is?
Yes.
Okay, the answer is this. Because you get to live there in the house with the grown-ups. And so everybody does their part to help make things good. Your parents do their part to help give you the things that you need. So you can do your part to help them with the things that they need. It's kind. Bluey teaches Minnie Bluey to whinge while she works.
Why do we have to do this? It's hard.
Minnie Bluey is a fast learner. And that's whining, right?
Can I order double bingos? Asks Dad.
No, it's double Blueys forever.
Bluey yells. But Dad has other ideas.
Double bingos.
And he splashes all of the paint that's on Bingo off of her so that now she's her normal orange color. And so off we go. Bluey is going to put on her makeup so that she looks like Bingo. And now look at that. There's two of them.
May we help you tidy these grass clippings away?
Now there's two beautiful Bingos. What a nice result. So Big Bingo has a lot to learn.
I like to pretend I'm hugging a wombat,
says Bingo. And she's showing her how to pick up the things.
And now put it to bed. Good night, night, night.
She's imagining helping clean up and how she made it into a game. Being Bingo is all about being helpful. Big Bingo finds the missing library book and gives it to Mum.
Double Bingo, says Dad. Oh, I could definitely get used to this.
What?
Says Big Bingo, who is really Bluey, but that
sounds like Dad doesn't want any Blueys at all.
And suddenly the game isn't fun anymore. Upset, Bluey stops playing and runs away. Now, of course, Bingo doesn't like seeing Bluey sad.
Are you okay?
She asks.
Mom and Dad want two of yous, Bluey says. And they don't want any of me's. It's because I'm annoying. And you're not annoying at all.
Yes, I am. I'm just different annoying. I'll show you,
says Bingo. And she pops in some fake teeth into her mouth.
You look crazy,
says Bluey, and she really does. She even taped up her nose. So she looks very strange. Bluey giggles. She's ready to be Big Bingo again.
Follow me.
So Dad is reading a newspaper when all of a sudden... Do you want to make the sound? He looks over and there is Bingo. She's got the big weird teeth in her mouth. She's got her nose stuck back.
No, I'll make it. I'll make the noise.
Okay.
Yee.
You're better at it than I am. And Dad goes, ah!
Gee.
And then she does it to Mom, and Mom goes, ah!
Gee.
So Mom and Dad hide in the cupboard.
That's it,
Dad shouts through the door of their hiding spot.
We want one Bluey and one Bingo from now on. You got that?
And the girls run off. Do you think it's safe? Mom asks.
I think so.
Oh my goodness. Then they open the doors, and who do they see?
Hi.
It's Bingo and Bluey, only Bingo is dressed up as Bluey, and Bluey is dressed up as Bingo. They've mixed themselves up, but there is just one of each, right? Mm-hmm. So Mom and Dad look at this, and they say, close enough. And that is the end of that story. But